become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 24th out of the 28 days this month. That's right, 2005. And a reminder, starting March 1st, and you're probably trying to hear 3210 right now, so I'll speak very clearly and slowly. Starting March 1st, Tuesday, first hour of the National Intel Report, 12160 on your shortwave dial, second hour, 9.985. Now, don't forget, because every year we go through this, we get calls for 2 weeks. I lost you guys. I can't find you. No, we're not lost. We're trying to tell you folks, and we'll be making this announcement every day. We're switching the frequencies over. We do this every year. 12160, first hour, 99.85, next Tuesday. Mark it on your calendar. Steve, geez.
What happens is the officer is proceeding by operation of law. They have published their laws. You have accepted their laws. You went down and got a license. That means I accept your laws. They are extra outside the Constitution. So, that's how they proceed, by agency.
Stephen, when you applied for your Texas driver's license, did it say that if an officer asks you to blow a breathalyzer test that you have to comply with that?
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there. There's an implied consent to all of this.
I do think it's in the handbook. Yep, it does say so. So you agreed to all those things, and so they think you can protest all you want to, but they are under the assumption that you are in agreement. And now you're just disgruntled because you got caught. So you have to tell them that you're not stuck in the contract, and the way you do that is by asserting your constitutionally protected rights. When you say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, and they go ahead and search, then they have violated your constitutionally protected rights. Okay?
Okay. Is there, like, a website where I can get this kind of information in the future?
You bet. It's right there in Ralph Winterode's, justbelli.com, JUSBELLI.com.
JUSBELLI. Uh-huh.
Assistance of counsel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about a guy that has over 80 traffic tickets, and he can't get them to arrest him.
Wait, no, he can't go into court. They won't let him in court.
They won't even let him in court. He's got 80 outstanding tickets. No warrants, no nothing. They don't want to have anything to do with this guy. All right, Steve?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Sorry to hear about your misfortune out there, but I'm sure you made that DPS officer's day. You know, he's got to get his quota. Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're up next. Hello, Richard.
I've heard that there is a process to accelerate all of the bank-issued mortgages and foreclose them and turn the deeds to that land over to foreign investors if some future American government were to try the same economic policies that Adolf Hitler tried in Germany to stop the inflation.
What do you mean if?
Huh?
Yeah, she said, what do you mean if?
Do you mean that's inevitable?
Well, what you're saying is actually happening, except I would put it in different terminology.
Hang on 1 second. We've got to jump to a break. Hang on. Richard, Robert, Stephan, Harold, and others, we'll get to all of your calls. And then Desi wants to talk about crime as an issue. And it's not what you would think, folks. It's not the guy standing on the street corner trying to rob you. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, folks. 800-313-9443 is the number. In studio today with us, Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill Veith, and we'll get into the issue of your crime subject here in a few minutes. What Richard is saying here is there's some kind of trip mechanism because they've been selling these mortgages off to foreign investors.
No, that's not the thing. Every mortgage, in my opinion, is that the interest is owned by the United States because they set up a trust long ago. Look exactly what they did in Iraq is exactly what they did in the United States. In 1933, they pledged everything into a land trust, and it's that's why you pay property taxes. You don't pay it to the county, you don't pay it to the school unit, you pay it to the federal government by subterfuge, by means of these other things, because the federal government considers that all the land was put into trust, and now you rent it from them. But as far as the mortgages are concerned, it is true that mortgages are being accelerated right, left, and center by servicing companies. You take a mortgage with Bank A. Bank A gives it to Bank B, and now they notice you that they're the new servicing agent. Then Bank C comes along, and they notice you that they're servicing agent. You'll notice that they never say that they hold your note or they're your new mortgage company. They always say they're the new servicing agent, which is what they are. Now, a servicing agent cannot foreclose, Because a servicing agent never holds the note, and you have to be the holder of the note in order to foreclose. But people don't know enough to say, hey, dude, you're suing me for my house. When you come into court, be sure and bring the original promissory note or you're committing a crime. People don't know to do that. So you've got two instruments in most states. Some states are not deed of trust states, but in most states you sign the promissory note. And that is your promise. They have extended you credit, or they have offered you credit, or I don't remember the terminology about the credit, of $100,000. Now, you promise to pay that credit back, although it's your credit. So, there's where your first schnookie came in. Then they have you sign a deed of trust. Now, you are the only one. You're the only signature on that deed of trust. And in the deed of trust, you become the grantor, and you give somebody irrevocably your collateral, which is your house, because you just bought the house with the promissory note free and clear. Now, you turn around and you give that house as collateral on a deed of trust, and you make some dude you've never seen before the trustee. Now, let me tell you something about trust. He who is trustee controls the asset. So the trustee can pull that deed of trust back, that collateral back anytime they want to.
Even though that you've been diligently paying your mortgage payments every month, whatever.
Trustee is always in control and can do whatever they want to with the property. So, and they don't have to justify it to the grantor, because the grantor gave it to them irrevocably. And yours is the only signature on that deed of trust, I repeat. So then you have the third entity on the deed of trust, and that's the beneficiary. So you took that property, that house that you just bought free and clear with that note, you gave it to a beneficiary, which is the lending organization from which extended you the credit, and you make some dude you've never seen the trustee. So you've given away your credit, you've given away your collateral, you've given away your asset that you just paid for. And again, if you look on a deed of trust, you're the only one that signed it. So you can do two things. You can just replace the original promissory note with the second promissory note that's more to your terms. It's called a novation. You send and give them the promissory note and say, I want the original back. And the second thing you can do is you can change the terms of the deed of trust. So you can, because you're the one that created the trust, you're the grantor, you can change the terms of the deed of trust and say, whoa, there is no collateral pledged here. I'm getting rid of the beneficiary, and oh, trustee, I don't need you anymore either. I'm taking it over. Nobody ever does that because nobody ever reads what they sign.
Richard?
I've heard that.
Hello?
Yeah.
We just want to know if you were still there and absorbing this.
Yeah. I have heard that if you answer even one simple question, such as, what is your name, after saying, I cannot proceed without assistance of counsel, that you have waived your assistance of counsel. But if you don't answer, then you have refused to identify yourself, which
no.
is a new charge.
No, no, not at all. When you say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, and they say, give me your driver license, and you hand them something with your name on it, you have already established the fact that nothing that you give them from that point on can be used against you. You did not waive anything. If you don't say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, then you did, in fact, waive it.
So what should I say if they ask, what is your name?
I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
In other words, I refuse to give my name?
No, you just say, I can't refuse it. Well, I'm going to arrest you. All right, I am in fear for my life, and I am giving you a means of identification.
Oh.
But
okay,
bear in mind, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
But you wait until they say you're under arrest.
Well, I'm going to take you in if you don't. I'm going to arrest you for failure to identify. Well, I don't want to be arrested, officer. And after all, you have a gun, and I am in fear for my life.
I'm in fear for my life and liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're in fear that he's going to take you to prison.
He just threatened you.
Because
so?
Okay, you got to understand that if this officer looks at you like you've got three horns growing out of your head, all you have to do is tell them that you understand perfectly force continuum. And that this could be your judge, jury, and executioner all in one thing. I mean, that's where your thing comes from, fear of life. Because if we've seen in numerous newsreels, officers get a little...
They just shoot your ass.
Well, they can get a little owly, they can baton you to death, or they can taser you or do whatever to get you to comply to their
right.
wishes. So if you mention force continuum and you let that officer know that the power has been granted by the state that this guy can take your life, under his judgment, under that particular stop or those circumstances right there, and you can't proceed unless you have legal counsel. They've got a decision to make right then and there, whether they're going to cart you off under duress or whether they're just going to say, have a nice day and get out of that situation.
Well, Ralph was just telling me the other day that in Alaska, that's where his experience is, and they use this a lot because Ralph holds a lot of classes, that nobody, since they started using I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, not one of them has been arrested or hauled off.
So there
they'll
you go.
Issue them a ticket.
Well, Richard, I hope that answered your question. All right. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Because we went from mortgages to the stop. Okay. Robert in Wisconsin. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
Back to the old Federal Reserve and the boys who stole our country. My friends in Tigerton, Wisconsin, about 10, 11 years ago, started selling money orders. And they sold them, and
I knew that Tigerton, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wisconsin. Yeah. What was that dude's name?
Well, one was Tom. Lenny Pass.
He put that on the CMO. His name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were taken after a bunch of stuff. They were taken before a grand jury. They presented their testimony, and the federal attorney said, "Well, what's going on here?" And they said, "Well, we can find them guilty. But by finding them guilty, we have to disband every bank and the Federal Reserve in this country because they are doing nothing different."
Yeah, those guys had a down pat.
So, okay. And for the benefit of the listeners, exactly what were they doing?
They were selling money orders.
Homemade money orders?
Yeah.
Homemade money orders.
They were redeemable through these guys.
Redeemable in gold when gold was put back into people's hands.
Right. And you just send it to the CMO said send it to Tigerton, Wisconsin for
family farm preservation.
Mm, that's right.
Yeah, and they let them go. Then they got them for mail fraud, and they wouldn't let them have quite as a clear defense as they had with the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
And they hung these guys. They're still in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Mail fraud. So even though the federal prosecutor couldn't proceed with the original stuff, that they got them for mail fraud, but it was basically the same thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
what they did is they slapped them in the face, and they don't like that.
No, they don't like that, but let's look at that for just a second. Did they have attorneys?
Boy, it took place in Milwaukee, and I really don't know, Jesse, if they had Milwaukee. I know Lenny. I write to him all the time, and he told me they couldn't get the witnesses. The judge wouldn't allow testimony.
Well, you know what? The Ninth Circuit just came down with another one that backed up Crawford v. Washington, which says that you can't be convicted unless you can efface your accuser. And the Ninth Circuit said that it's not a new precedent and it's retroactive. You know, those guys can go back and get a new trial by the very fact that they couldn't face their accuser. I think if people in prison would start to use Crawford v. Washington, there'd be an awful lot of overturned convictions.
Crawford?
Crawford v. Washington.
C-R-A-W?
F-O-R-D, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, v. Washington. It was it's a this year's Supreme Court case.
I'm going to write Lenny. I'm sending a letter off to him tonight.
Yeah, and the Ninth Circuit just brought down another opinion the other day and said that that's not a new concept. That's in the Constitution that you have to face your accuser. And lo and behold, they haven't let anybody do that for years.
Wow. To see what they did, he got out of the federal prison after about 7 years, and then waiting for him was a car to pick him up and take him to the Wisconsin prison system.
Yeah.
For being a fugitive from justice.
You mean he was locked up, they knew it, but they got him for absconding with himself?
Yep, they took him out of the federal
prison.
He's
a political prisoner.
They pick him, he's a political prisoner.
But Matt, I just wanted to say something about the mail fraud. The mail fraud is a Title 18 penalty statute. The beautiful thing about the feds is nobody ever questions the authority in federal court. They can't charge you with a penalty statute. They never charge you with anything that's the actual crime, because there's nothing there's no statute that compels you to do something.
All right, we got to take the break. We're hard up against it.
Well, thanks very much for that information. I'm going to write Lenny and see what we can do.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your call. Stephen, Harold, Joe, Mike, and others, hang on. We'll get your calls right after this.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today. Let's roll these calls. And, Des, I know you wanted to get into...
Just a minute. I wanted to say, I originally came on this program to talk about peace, and I just forget to talk about that all the time because we get onto other issues.
Peace, peace, but there is no peace.
But there should be peace, and so I want people to go to the petitionforpeace.net website. And scroll down on the petition for peace, please. Just keep going to get to the bottom. We need more people on the petition for peace. I would appreciate it. Petitionforpeace.net. Okay.
Where's this petition going?
We just need more people to petition for peace. I need names on it.
That sounds ominous.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. To the paranoid listener out there, you just need names.
Well, or I'll...
Okay.
I'll declare war.
Stephen,
we have to have him before we can go somewhere.
Stephen in Texas, hello. How are you doing?
Great. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Just a couple of quick, I have a couple of questions, but before I get into that, I just wanted to say your listener, Steve, who called in, I did not know my rights such as he did and did not assert to the officer, I cannot proceed without. And there's just several things that playing in their game, instead of writing a promissory note, you can beat them at their own game by the speeding ticket is one of the easier ones to beat, and that is to subpoena the police car, the police officer, the FCC license of the radar if it was used, the logbook, the radio log. If you subpoena all this stuff, 85% of the time they're going to kick this out.
Right. You can play that game, but it just takes more energy.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the code and the regulation is only for commercial vehicles. The speed limits are only for commercial vehicles. So
you
can play that game, too.
One of the things that fascinates me is we have people, and I don't know what joy they get out of this, but tackling that system and fighting with it. To me, it is a massive waste of time and draining of energy. But we do have people that want to engage that and just for their own, I guess, worth or self-worth or being or making a declaration, they'll go in and fight this deal.
It's a good place to practice in the courts.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is. But what most people live their lives out, and the only contact that they ever have with the police is on a traffic stop.
Right.
So to them, you know.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying one way or the other, but, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying if you find yourself inside the courtroom, I just jotted down about 8 little things on a piece of paper and said I'd like to subpoena these things. The judge went out of the room, came back in, called me up to the bench and said I'm dismissing your case.
Yeah, and in most cases they will. But I'm finding in the small outlying areas here in Texas, they won't budge for anything.
Mm-hmm. My other question was, before my main one was, whatever happened to Chris Athanas in that little problem? Did he asserted this in court, and I was wondering how the outcome of that was.
Well, he's got to get out of it before he can do anything about this judge that just absolutely went over the banks. But he went to jail, and then he hired an attorney to get out of jail because that was the order.
Uh-huh.
That's so unconstitutional that it's not to be believed. I think she, even the attorneys he hired were absolutely aghast because they couldn't believe it.
I heard about that some of the attorneys left the courtroom and he was trying to ask them some questions when they.
Yeah, but the attorneys he hired were quite taken back by her putting that in an order.
Mm-hmm. So he's out now fighting this thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I wish him luck. My main question is, let's say, you know, scenario, you're pulled over, you say, I cannot proceed without assistance from counsel. The police officer says, if you do not identify yourself or da-da-da, I'm going to arrest you. So you say, I'm in fear of my life, here's my driver's license. What happens from that point on in several scenarios that you might know of, and then when you finally do end up in court, where do you go from there? I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, the one I loved is Ollie Paulson's. Of course, I love anything Ollie Paulson ever did. Ollie Paulson was with a guy once, and there was a cop back there that they could see, and Ollie said, let's have some fun. Speed up. And the guy, I think, was a preacher, I think. You know, I mean, he's somebody that never broke the law or what he perceived to be the law. So he sped up, and he was going like 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. So the policeman comes up and pulls him over, and Holly told him what to say. So he gets out, and he says, you were speeding. And he said, oh, officer, I was. He said, officer, is that a gun that you're wearing there? And he said, yeah. And he said, do you go to the rifle range often? And the guy said, oh, yeah, I go. And he said, I bet you're a good shot, too, aren't you? And he said, well, I'm a pretty good shot. And he said, oh, okay. I thought probably you were. So the guy issued him a ticket, and he went to court, and he says to the judge, he said, you know, what can I do? The guy told me that he was a killer. He told me that he could, I mean, he was a marksman. He said, I was in fear for my life. I mean, I was running from him even because I was afraid for my life. I mean, I was scared to death. I was afraid he was going to shoot me. I mean, he had a gun. He was armed, and he told me he knew how to use it. And that was the end of that one.
I wouldn't suggest that as a nationwide defense.
No, let's not all do it. These were different times.
You know, there's a gentleman named Lewis Ewing who has called into the show here and talked to John. And he gets tickets on purpose, and every time he gets one, he fights it a different way. He has probably 30, 40 different ways of beating traffic tickets. But it is time consuming. It's a lot easier just to put it on your credit card, pay it, and then discharge your credit card with a promissory note.
Let them get rich, let them revenue, and play in the Matrix with their play money. I love it. What a concept. We'll take a break. We'll
their
be right
play
back.
Stuff.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A reminder, ladies and gentlemen. A reminder. Let me remind myself what I was going to remind you of. Oh, here we are. We have Big Berkey specials on sale right now. Go to the webpage, rbnlive.com. These are not scratch and dents. These are the biggest water filtration Big Berkey makes, okay? So it's the Imperial and also the Berkey Crown. Do 120 gallons a day or 165 gallons a day. They hold a lot of water. Made out of polished stainless steel. Let me not say brushed. Polished stainless steel. They'll last you forever. We got great deals on them. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. These are not scratch and dent. These are closeout. So get on the phone right now and give us a call. And also on the Aeronizer units, folks, it's a great way to live healthier. Please get one. You will thank us forever. And people do. Back to the phones. Harold in Tennessee. Hello, Harold. Thanks.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
I'm sitting here enjoying y'all program.
Y'all, most folks out there in Texas are getting pulled over by them little bung-ho cops.
Some of them.
Marijuana charges.
Yeah.
They should be asked why they ain't pulling over the George Bush's car. He's a self-admitted criminal.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't drive in Texas anymore.
Well, search the car. They'd probably find some marijuana in it. And he's supporting terrorism by buying marijuana.
I think he's supporting terrorism by bombing Iraq.
Yeah, but I mean, he's paying money out to these drug syndicates so that they can finance the war over there.
Well, I don't know about marijuana, but I can almost guarantee you they could find an open flask in that car at any given time.
And probably a snort or two of coke.
Maybe.
So... that's about all I got to say about
okay.
It. Hey, thanks for your call, Arrow. Yeah, and somebody said here, yeah, probably in pretzels, too.
Yeah, in pretzels,
you can't
too.
Have that Jack Daniels without the pretzels. Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe. Hi, Joe. Is Joe there? Going once, twice, three times for Joe. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Maryland. How you doing?
Great show. If I ask any questions, will you all send me a bill or anything?
Sure.
Yeah, how much would you like us
to
bill us?
Just leave the address with the operator.
Okay, all right.
How do you intend to pay it?
Well, I'm planning on using homemade money orders.
Well, and that depends on the quality of the answer you get.
Okay. Hey, listen, I got a million things to answer, but listen, I was listening to the show this morning, and they're saying that this is web address in Delaware. The list how all our government agencies have been corporatized.
Right.
In essence, it's a fascist government.
Oh, really?
It has been for quite a while. We're just catching on.
Yeah, I rode the short school bus to school, so it kind of takes me a while. But they had this guy earlier on this one show earlier in the morning, and he was saying that basically our birth certificates, I mean, we're worth $1 million or something. Is there any way I can cash that in or anything?
Well, actually, that's what you're promising.
Commit suicide, and it'll be cashed in for you.
Yeah,
that's not going to do me much good.
No, it won't do you any good, but it'll do the government good.
Well, okay. No, but he's saying that our birth certificates, our marriage licenses, and something else is somehow was magically turned into money, and it financed that big-ass airport that they made in Tokyo on water.
No. Listen to me. It wasn't magically turned into water. It's called...
Watch out.
We've got the giggles in here. It's called the full faith and credit of the United States.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. When you're born, they sell your birth certificate into commerce, and that just floats it along. That gives another asset which can create more credit.
And they're banking
through debt?
They're banking,
absolutely.
They're banking on your future earning power and your ability to pay taxes.
You are an asset.
They got more faith in me than I do.
Well, they've got a lot of faith in you, baby.
Yeah, but look at the people they're dealing with and what they're selling. It's all a big scam, so who cares?
You got a lot of potential, honey.
I guess so. But you know something? I mean, this almost sounds too good to be true. It's just
It's not too good to be true. It's for them, not for you.
Well, I know, no, but I was talking about something else. I mean, the thing of having a couple of sayings that you're talking about earlier, I get a get-out-of-jail card free. But with my luck, I'll get some redneck judge, and he'll throw me in the pokey for 3 months, and, you know.
I'll give him a promissory note. Buy your way out.
There's no reason to go to jail. You can answer the policeman's questions on the side of the road. Just establish first that it's a seizure, that you're in fear for your life and liberty, and you're answering all the questions under duress, and then answer their questions. They won't take you to jail.
All right. Well, I want to make sure I have everything down pat. Didn't you have some CDs for sale that explains all this?
Yeah. Well, it explains about war powers and how we got in this mess. It doesn't explain about traffic stops. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So that's strictly the War Powers Act.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you have any kind of thing? I mean, I want it like etched in stone, so I don't forget and flub up one of my lines or something. You know. So is that pretty much all it takes? You know, I'm one of my counsel, and I'm here for my life.
Am I under arrest? Am I free to go? Excuse me, we've got the giggles. Just a second.
Okay, I'll finish for her. You're cracking them up in here.
No, actually, it's not your fault. It started during the break is when it started, and I walked into this, and they haven't quit yet. Now they've got me going.
Are they laughing with me, or are they laughing at me?
No, they're laughing next to you.
With you.
With you. With you.
Okay.
You ask him, am I under arrest? He'll say no. Am I free to go? He'll say no. You say, I cannot proceed without assistance of counsel. And then anything he gets information after that, you've invoked your constitutionally protected right not to be a witness against yourself or give incriminating evidence against yourself.
Yeah,
and
because
then,
that's all this really is, Bill. It's a roadside interrogation.
It's a confession.
Right. It's a confession, right. And they'll use anything that you say as evidence against you.
And then if you say, I'll answer all your questions because I'm in fear for my life and liberty, they can't use it against you. You've already established the only reason you're giving them the evidence. You're under duress.
Yeah.
So then answer their questions.
Okay.
And they won't take you to jail if you give them name, rank, and serial number and cooperate. They won't take you to jail.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, don't not cooperate.
Yeah, you got to cooperate. These guys are thugs with guns, and you are in fear for your life and liberty. If you don't cooperate, they'll either kill you or take you to jail.
They're pirates, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got it straight now.
Okay.
Hey, well,
okay.
Thanks for your call. And, Mike, really, we weren't laughing at you. These guys just had the giggles, and it carried over since the last
one. And
it
may burst out again
it
at any moment.
It may burst out again at any moment. See, we're happy here without drugs or alcohol. All right. Russ in Alabama.
Said who?
Hello, Russ.
Okay. Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good deal. Okay. First of all, the thing about paying with a promissory note, I think that makes a lot of sense because you're not challenging jurisdiction in any way, but it would be nice to know maybe that there's some good information about the correct stipulations for what constitutes a legally drafted promissory note when it comes time to pay. However, my bigger question is that when you are invoking your constitutional rights, Fifth Amendment, whatever, at the side of the road, it seems to me that you're invoking a part of the Constitution that applies to the people, and that such defenses have been quashed before because they said, well, all that was, that kind of ended with the 14th Amendment
The Supreme Court decisions don't say that. Supreme Court decisions continue to say that you have constitutionally protected rights. And so you're just relying on Supreme Court decisions in the Constitution.
See, the right is not given to you by the Constitution.
No.
You have innumerable God-given rights. The Constitution secures and protects them, and it just lists some of what the Bill of Rights does and the amendments to the Constitution is those are all restrictions on what the federal government can do. The Constitution says nothing about what you have to do.
I'm sort of elaborating on the point that you're making. I'm extending it. In other words, it's the people who have innumerable rights.
The
but,
people, yes.
Once somebody has signed on for a Social Security number, which is associated with the driver's license, and this is all pursuant to contract, and then your constitutionally protected right of contract is interfering with your ability to claim rights accorded by the Constitution.
Where does it say that?
No, sir. No, sir. Here it is. Here's what the deal is. It's a legal duty. A legal duty is defined as an obligation arising from contract of the parties or the operation of the law. Now, if it's the contract of the parties, you have a bilateral contract. Somebody else signed it with you. Who signed on with you?
Oh, so the fact that I applied for a Social Security number when I was 16 or whatever, it's not a real contract?
No. It's no contract at all. I mean, it's an implied or resulting contract, but you can deny that. It's a legal duty. They'll hold you to a legal duty, but it's not a contract. You just signed up for something. You didn't know. Nobody else signed a contract with you. It is not a contract.
And where have you ever seen it written that you have agreed to give up all of your other God-given rights?
Yeah. Who said? I mean, was it clarified on that application that you're going to trade your rights for the privilege of getting a Social Security number? I don't think so.
And I'll bet you've never seen that written anywhere.
No. You didn't waive any of your constitutionally protected rights, ever.
Well, the thing is, the whole premise for the cop pulling me over in the first place is pursuant to statutes that are saying no person can drive this fast. No person, no person, no person.
And that's a legal entity, a legal person.
All right. Now, the Constitution gives innumerable or recognizes the innumerable rights of people.
That's
but
right.
But it also mentions persons, and when the statute applies to a person, how do I mean, it seems like it comes down to a question of legal entityhood.
That's right. It's legal entityhood. It the obligations only apply to legal people, persons.
Legal fictions, corporations.
Legal fictions. And so they represent you as a corporation. That's why they put your name in all caps. They represent you.
See, the problem is we get licenses and then we are bound by things that we wouldn't be bound by if we never got the license. We know people that don't have a driver's license and they don't get tickets.
Well, they don't get tickets because you've not entered into their realm.
Right.
How can you give somebody a ticket and put it to their driving record?
There's nothing to apply it to.
There's nothing to apply it to.
But in as much as I have a license and I like what I said, if you pay with a promissory note, you're not challenging jurisdiction or personhood or anything.
No, you're not.
It's just a quick and easy way to get rid of the claim.
Right, but when you invoke a constitutionally protected right, that applies to people, yet I'm just wondering.
The courts that you go into cannot deal with people. They cannot deal with Constitution because those aren't in those courts. They're statutory courts. They can't hear it. They can't see it. They can't smell it. So when you walk into their court, it is assumed that you are a person. And
it's
so they treat
that
you.
I'm a person, therefore it's assumed that I am not entitled to constitutionally protected
rights. Exactly, because they can't grant them anyway because they can't hear them. It's not taking place in their courts. And so the 14th Amendment says that you cannot question the debt of the United States, either public or private. So don't question it. If you want to fight with them, go in and plead no contest, do it under protest, give them a promissory note, pay under protest, and then go fight with them. Then you can assert your constitutional rights.
Okay, I think that what you're getting at here is really important. I'm not quite getting it because if I am subject to any of their statutes at all, it is only because I am a person.
Exactly.
Okay. Now.
That, and they had your agreement along the way.
Agreement. We're talking, what's the difference between agreement and contract?
There's a big difference between an agreement and a contract. You put in an application for a license that you didn't need. You put in an application to be licensed. A license is permission to do something which would otherwise be illegal.
Right.
So now, why are you asking for them to give you permission to do something that would be illegal? You must.
Well, is this talking? Are you addressing how to use constitutional rights for people to get out of a traffic ticket, or are you saying why we should all rescind our Social Security numbers and driver's licenses?
I don't think I brought up any of those points.
No, you did, Russ. Okay, now you're getting a little frustrated here because I hear several questions being asked. Now, what are you not settled with here? Because you're throwing a bunch of other things in the mix. Just re-ask your question.
But first of all, let me say this. Well, what the results that you get are directly related to where you put your energy. I don't choose to put 22 hours into a traffic ticket. Just don't choose to.
You know, I may be able to explain this in a way that I've conceptualized it that may help you. We're really talking about two different entities here. When the 14th Amendment created United States citizens, they didn't create flesh and blood humans there. Because did the federal government create you?
No.
Okay, some creator created you, and we may not know who that is, but we know it was not the federal government. So the federal government in the 14th Amendment created a class of citizens. That is what has become to be known as the juristic person, the legal fiction, the corporation, the all capitals name, okay? Now, that's not a flesh and blood entity.
It's a statutory creature.
Because the government cannot create flesh and blood entities. That's a statutory creature. That's what's being charged. When you are invoking your constitutionally protected rights, that's you doing it, the flesh and blood human. And when they presume to go after you, they're going after this legal fiction that they created. And then if you stand in and talk for it, you're presumed to be the secured party for that legal fiction. So there's two different entities here.
Well, I understand all that.
Then what is your question?
The fact that I am, that I do have a driver's license, and the fact that I am trying to invoke rights that are protected for entities
the driver's
which
license
cannot
is not,
be licensed.
The driver's license is not yours. I'll bet your name is in all capital letters on the driver's license. That's not you.
That's,
That's
okay.
That's the 14th Amendment citizen, the class of citizen that they created. Now, if you want to stand in and speak for that guy and take the hit for that entity, go ahead. If you want to say, no, I'm the flesh and blood human, I'm going to invoke my constitutionally protected rights not to be a witness against myself, and I'm not going to testify against myself, then you can do that at the traffic stop.
It's the only place you can do it, because you can't do it in your courts.
Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to they're going to stop asking you questions, and if you don't want to be arrested, go ahead and answer their questions. But it does mean that you can tell them they can't use any of that information against you because you invoked your Fifth Amendment constitutionally protected right.
Okay, Desi, what you meant is that when you're in court, you have to take the Fifth. You can't say, I can't plead without counsel. That's what you meant?
No, I meant you have to assert. You have to say, I'm a constitutional one of the people at the side of the road. You can't do it in the court because the judge can't hear you.
Can't hear you. Okay.
The judge can't hear anything about the Constitution in a courtroom.
It's a statutory court. You can't walk into that court and say, Your Honor, I stand on my constitutional rights. He'll look at you and say, well, I'm not charging you with anything to do with the Constitution. I'm looking at codified law or statute or whatever. You cannot invoke your constitutional rights in any court in this land anymore.
It's Roman civil law. You're in front of a praetor. It's Praetorian law. And you can't say you don't have any jurisdiction because you're standing there telling the dude you do. And when you stand there telling the dude, arguing jurisdiction with him, you're a fool.
Okay, so you're saying that this tactic that you use with the police, it is going, if you stick to your guns with this, then you cannot end up in their court?
Well, you never confessed anything against you. They have nothing to use against you in their statutory court.
You've made your declaration alongside the road. You've given fair warning to that officer. If he's stupid enough to cuff you, put you in the back of a car with what you said to that officer, and haul you into a court, that guy's going to be in a little bit of trouble.
And then if he doesn't haul you in and you get the ticket and you go into court and you say, this has to be dismissed because there's no evidence, because they couldn't use anything after you said, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
It doesn't mean you can avoid court. I mean, they can always make you default you into court with a judge's order. So you may wind up in court. But again, Lewis Ewing can tell you about 40 different ways to beat it if you want to take a day or two of your life to go down there and do it. Or you can charge the ticket on your credit card and then discharge a credit card debt. There's all kinds of ways to handle
Russ,
the ticket.
Let me ask you a question here. I don't know if you want to divulge this or not, but why is this such an issue with you?
Just because it seems like every day we're presented with more opportunities to use Social Security numbers. And I'm just very interested in this whole question of the juristic person and what the implications are, and how we can have it two ways. If I do have a number and I do have a license, here I'm standing here with a license, and yet I'm invoking privileges. And then I guess the other part of the question was
invoking what?
The standing at law. Well,
invoking rights, not privileges.
As of a man. Or,
right.
Okay. So I do have the license, yet I'm and I could only get it by appending my signature to a entity to a document for a person, and then I'm wanting the rights of a people.
Well, no. Don't you get that license simply because out of duress, because it's easier for you to go up and down the road with a license? I mean, is this something you would do on your own?
Well, are there not consequences to the fact that I did it out of convenience?
No, I don't think when you're compelled to get a license for your own safety that they can compel you to anything else.
You know, another way to look at it, if you want to do the research on this, the driver license is not known to the law. There's a Supreme Court decision, and that's the exact language. A driver license is not known to the law. When they arrest you, it's because they're charging you with an operator license is the only thing that has to be gotten by law, and that's for operating a motor vehicle for commercial purposes.
Every single one of the state regulations goes to Title 49, which is federal transportation, and that goes directly to Title 42, which is Social Security.
So here's the point. The way that they make this applicable to everybody is they put your name in all caps, they make you a corporate little cookie cutter and part of their matrix, and there you are.
Yes.
You got your driver's license with your all cap letters.
Yes.
You walk into their courtroom. Yeah. Are you getting this now? Are you understanding this? Because I don't feel good if you don't understand this.
Well, I appreciate it. So is all of this to add up to an assurance that by following this three-step procedure on
right.
the side of the road,
right.
it will not end up in court, period?
No. There is nothing to keep you from their court because you're going to sign the ticket to get out of there, and if you don't show up in court, they're going to come and arrest you. And that's just the name of the game.
And if you don't sign the ticket...
Then it means that they have to dismiss for lack of
It depends on how you present your case.
Yeah.
There are many, many different ways to beat a traffic ticket.
But one way
so you're
is...
establishing a basis.
Yes, you're establishing a basis. And when you go in, you say, this has to be dismissed because there is no evidence before the court. All evidence ended when you said, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
All legally procured evidence.
Yes.
Lawfully.
Any evidence stopped when you said, I will not confess.
What about the evidence that they had before, which was their radar reading?
Only
applies to commerce.
Again, you're talking about all the different ways to defend yourself. There are many, many ways to defend yourself, and there's even ways to just discharge the debt very easily. If you want to find out all the different ways to defend yourself, go to Lewis Ewing's website. He's got about 30 or 40 of them.
Go to JessBelli.com or get the book Adventures in Legal
Or
Land.
Get a bunch of people together and have Lewis come down and give you a seminar.
What you try
well,
to do at the site
that,
is to make sure you don't do something incorrect or wrong that will hurt your defense later. So you just set the context for a good defense.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, I did hear you with Lewis today for a little while, for the first time in my life, and he was seemed to be talking about defenses that anyone could invoke, in the way that most people end up finding themselves in court. You don't have to, but what I'm kind of getting at is the qualitative distinction between usual kinds of defenses and the kind of defenses that one has at his disposal when he has asserted his constitutionally protected rights. What's the qualitative difference of the kind of defense that you are eligible for in court at that point?
You have no evidence before you, Your Honor. It all ended when I invoked my constitutionally protected rights. Period. Dismissed
the case. And the assumption is that they are not going to be able to provide you counsel? I mean, what if they appoint you counsel?
In traffic court, they're not going to appoint you counsel, I promise you.
Aha. And if they did?
If you walk into a courtroom and you say, Judge, I'm not going to plead to this, this is all garbage, the judge will become then your lawyer, and he will enter a plea in for you, not guilty. And if you say, Your Honor, I'm indigent, I want to fight this, but I don't have a lawyer, they'll get you one. They'll get you some public defender that's...
Not in traffic court, they won't.
Well, I mean, I've seen it happen, though. I mean, that it absolutely won't. But look...
A larger context here is how this has bearing on other court cases when you have asserted your constitutional rights. You know, what if it was something greater than a traffic ticket? It seems like there's a continuum of applicability here, or implications.
Russ, the only thing I can suggest to you, my friend, that you keep listening to the program and get a little bit more background on this, and I think it would probably eliminate half the questions you had for us, because we keep jumping from one bushel basket to the other. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for your call, Russ. Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill V, thank you. Producer Paul Martin. We'll save the questions until next Thursday. And when's your next meeting, Desi?
Sunday.
At 2 o'clock.
Sunday at 2 o'clock, People's Pharmacy.
And where is it, People's
South
Pharmacy?
South Lamar, 3801 South Lamar.
3801 South Lamar. A very minimal cost to get in, just to cover, you know, essential bills.
Donation.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.